Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free roll hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. We got an early edition of Baseball Justice.
Wow.
With David Justice coming up at the bottom of this hour. But until then, it'll be football. And let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm doing well, bro. I'm real good.
Our Zoom broken or you just don't have it on? I don't know what's going on here.
Nah, something's wrong with yours because I see you and me. I'm in there.
I don't see anything. That's weird. Okay. All right. Everything's good on this TV theme song Thursday. Hey, Chris, I just wanted to say something real quick. I'm share this story. As you heard today, Rupert Murdoch from Fox stepped down, right, of running that corporation for a long time. And I think you know this story. Maybe Rob G and Alex have probably heard
me
tell it before.
It, that's all
right. Yeah. I just
not two, not three.
What? I didn't tell it that many times.
Not five.
But not six.
But I think
not seven.
But I think it's an important story for people, young people listening. And that's all. That's the reason I'm telling it. Again. I was 16 years old.
And again.
And again.
Would you guys stop?
Have your fun.
It's not fun. It could be, you don't know, we get new listeners all the time. So you could have some new people who have never heard the story. But anyway, I was a 16-year-old kid in New York, and the school paper took forever to come out. No, why, Alex? Why?
Floor is yours, Rob. I'm not paying attention.
Took forever to come out. So I went home, and I was frustrated, and I said I wanted to start my own all-sports newspaper. But the principal told me, no way, no how. We don't have money for it. The kids are going to throw it on the ground. But it didn't stop me. You know what I did? Went home to my kitchen table, took out my typewriter, and I wrote three letters to the three newspaper publishers in New York. The New York Times, the Daily News, and the New York Post. The Daily News didn't write me back. The New York Times wrote me a letter back saying it was against their company policy. Thank you, Chris, and your paper.
Wow.
They wanted no interest, no nothing. And guess what? The one letter I got back from Rupert Murdoch, 210 South Street, and the New York Post, and that guy sent me a check for $50 to start my all-sports newspaper, Sportsline. And just think about this, Chris. The National, which was the first all-sports newspaper in this country,
I remember that.
Came out 11 years after my idea. Came out like 9 or 10 years after my idea. But anyway, my message to everybody
was
listening today.
Was your newsletter national?
No, but an all-sports newspaper.
Nah, that is a heartwarming story, man. No, did you ever get to meet Rupert Murdoch?
And told him that at Undisputed. One day he was in the studio.
Really?
And I told him the story. Yes, I did.
I've never met him.
And you know what, Chris? The story I guess I wanted for young people listening out there, follow your dream. Is it that hard to reach out to people or to write a letter, tell them what you're interested in and what you're trying to do? You never know what can happen. And Rupert Murdoch inspired me into being in journalism when he helped me start an all-sports newspaper. That's it.
Nah, that is a great story, man. Real talk. We playing around with you, but that's a great story. And, so long to Rupert Murdoch.
I know. Was he like 90-something years old, isn't he?
He's up there.
All right.
All right, let's introduce the iCouple crew. We got super producer Rob G in the house. We got DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, star of Teichert's Tower of Trivia, which will be in the third hour of this show. On the updates is our man Steve DeSager, and on social media, none other than the great Elijah Sibunya. All right, Rob, the big news of the day, devastating news. Whether you're a Cowboys fan or not, it's just unfortunate, and I'm sure everybody's feeling for this young man, Trayvon Diggs, one of the best cornerbacks in the league, tore his ACL in his knee and will be out for the season. Did it in practice, Rob. Just a one-on-one drill and tore the ACL. He'll miss the rest of the season. And first, it's just unfortunate. You hate to see anybody get hurt. You want these teams, no matter who you pull for, you want your teams to battle fair and square. And so it's just a bad loss for the NFL because he is a top player. And obviously, Rob, it's huge for the Dallas Cowboys, who at least through two games were looking like a historic defense. And they'll still be great. I think they'll still be great, and I still think they're a contender. But it's still a big loss of Trayvon Diggs.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you lose a player who you were counting on, it's a blow. But the NFL is the league that every year, I mean, how many players, Chris? How many great players go down, get hurt? Aaron Rodgers, four snaps. I mean, this is what the NFL is.
And let's keep it real, even baseball and basketball now.
Right, but I'm just saying in football, it's more prevalent. Like you could get hurt in a game, and those guys in baseball, they get hurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but usually, not like football.
I think the other two get hurt just as much, but I think football, obviously, every single play, it's just more dangerous.
It's just right. That's what I mean. You know what I mean? In baseball, if you're in the outfield, you might not get hurt if you get hit with a ball or something else. But anyway, the point is, it's very disappointing if you're the Cowboys, if you're a Cowboys fan and whatnot. But it's what you have to do. You have to shake it off, and you have to hope that somebody else can step up. And you know, they're not going to replace him, a player of his caliber. But you know, think about this: this season, he's only allowed 3 catches for 31 yards.
That's incredible.
You know, and that's in 2 full NFL games.
A passer rating of 9 against him. Opposing quarterbacks have a passer rating of 9. Well, Rob, he's led the league, or he's tied, actually, since he's joined the league, with 18 interceptions, tied with J.C. Jackson. 18 interceptions in 3 years. That is tremendous. And one of the Cowboys' big strengths is their takeaways. They've led the league in takeaways the last 2 years. First team, I think, since the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 70s. Rob G., correct me if I'm wrong on that, but I think the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 70s were the last team to lead the league in takeaways 2 straight years. And they had a great chance of doing it for 3 straight years, but he obviously one of their biggest takeaway guys. And that's a big part of their game. I look, Rob, I still think they are, as I said, a contender. You still got Micah Parsons wreaking havoc. And the fact is, their front line puts so much pressure on the quarterback that does make it easier on the defensive backs. And as long as they can continue to put big pressure on the opposing team, then, you know, they should be, you know, they'll be pretty good. They did get Stephon Gilmore in the offseason, which was now really a great move. And, you know, like you said, they won't be able to replace him, but this is why you've got your depth chart. And Deron Bland, I think, will be the guy in there. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. But I look, if they, and we don't know that they were. It was 2 games. They looked awesome in the 2 games. If they were, Rob, a cut above, say, San Francisco and Philly as the best defenses in the league, or in the NFC at least, then they're no longer that. But I think they could still, you know, be the equal of those defenses. And you know, they still got a shot. Now, you picked them to reach the Super Bowl. Do you think that they can still do that without Trayvon?
Yeah, I mean, can they do it? Sure they can. I mean, it just depends on if you can get somebody who can just hold it down. They're going to have to go up against, and, you know, obviously they played 2, what I would call, not the greatest teams, but they did what they needed to do, and you'll have to see how that defense reacts when they play some of the better teams coming up. You know, and then I could have a real, you know, kind of feel for it and feel for them and see where they are. Right now, I'm going to just stay with my pick and see, you know, see what happens. It's hard for me to say, you know, no, they're not. I know a lot of people already had the 49ers ahead of them anyway, Chris, you know, and they're off to a 2-0 start. So everybody wasn't lockstep on the Cowboys. There's other people who believe the 49ers are the best team.
No, I didn't pick the Cowboys either.
Right. Yeah. You and a lot of people.
I can say they looked like the best team through 2 games, but that, I mean, Buffalo looked like the best team through 2 games last year.
They look like a monster, right?
Yeah, I mean. So, my pick was Philly. I think San Fran has been very tough.
A couple
right
of years ago, Arizona
Dallas.
Threw 7 games, Chris. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
7-0, they look like they were on their way.
Yep. So, it'll be interesting if the defense does drop a notch. It'll be interesting if they have to rely more on the offense. And they shouldn't, really, because like I said, the defense should still be great. But you wonder if they have to rely more on the offense, will Dak take on a bigger load and you know, will they start putting it on his arm a little more? We'll see. But that's something that'll be interesting. And also, Rob, you wonder, I mean, obviously the players feel terrible for their teammate, and I'm sure they're going to try to use this as a rallying cry. Micah Parsons already posted something about being his brother's keeper. And, you know, they're going to try to use this as a rallying cry. And we'll see if that, you know, how that goes as well.
Yes, it's going to be very, very interesting for the Cowboys because it's a long season, Chris, and even longer now with the extra game. And you know, you're going to lose people along the way. And it's just how much you can plug up and hold on. Right. So they have a talented roster. I mean, anybody thinks that they're not going to be in the mix, I think they'll be in the mix. Do they get to the Super Bowl? The Cowboys have been their own worst enemy, Chris, so could it be derailed? Yes, it can be derailed, but they have everything you need to make it happen.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, your turn to weigh in on the Trayvon Diggs injury and its impact on the Cowboys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Trayvon Diggs out for the season. How would this affect the Cowboys? Your thoughts.
All right, here we go. Let's get it kicked off, Chris, on this TV theme song Thursday with Randy in Idaho. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Randy?
As I love your show.
Thank you.
If you guys will allow me, I just want to shout out to my beautiful wife of 11 years. We'll be celebrating tomorrow.
Oh, awesome. Oh, happy anniversary.
Man. Yep. Happy anniversary.
11 years. Man, that's a long time. That's awesome.
Hey, you know, something I realized real quick is it's like retail. Customer's always right. The wife's always right. It's happy with them.
There you go.
You're right about that. I'm 28 years, so you're definitely right about that.
I didn't think my wife was right. Maybe that's why I'm not married. I'm just saying. All right.
So real quick, I'm a diehard Cowboys fan. Diehard. And I'm a realistic Cowboys fan, though. I love Trayvon, and I love what he brings, but I think, in my opinion, it's the defensive line that makes the cornerbacks sometimes. And I think in this instance, I think the Cowboys' defensive line over the past 2-3 years has been pretty stout. I think they've made him to a point. Now, he's a great corner. I just think Deron Bland, I think he's going to be able to step in and be a stud.
No, I get that. If you get pressure on the quarterback, it does make a difference.
Absolutely.
Big time. No doubt.
Philly's defensive backfield was helped out tremendously last year by the 70 sacks that their front line had and the pressure they put on the quarterback. Look, I think Trayvon is great in his own right, Rob. He's a gambler. I think he's settled down a little. Seems like he's learned a little something from Stephon Gilmore. But I think the point is fair that as long as they keep getting that pressure, and that is the biggest part of their defense, as long as they keep getting that pressure, then I do think Bland or whoever steps in will be, you know, okay.
Sean from Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
Yo, my uncle's from another, my brother's behind the board. And what's up, Steve? Real quick, man, if y'all have not seen Robert Iverson yet, go ahead and log on to Twitter. Hit up Rob Parker, MLB bro, and check out my man getting laid in Hawaii. It has got to be the most classic picture I've seen in a while, Rob.
Chris, is me rocking the corn rolls. You never saw that picture?
What did he just say?
No, he's talking about I was in Hawaii. You know when they give you the lay?
Yeah,
that's
the way
what he
said it was like.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lie.
Right, you got to see the picture.
Yeah, you got corn rolls. How long ago is it?
This was in the early 2000s.
Okay.
Yeah, my hair wasn't gray either.
Hey, he was with a fly honey, too. You know Rob, man. Anywhere he goes.
I met her on the beach. I met her on the beach. I did. I don't even remember her name, but I do remember her.
Hey, story of your life. Am I right, player?
Right, yes.
On this topic, man, the last caller pretty much took all my steam, man. That defensive line with Micah Parsons, when you have a quarterback with one, maybe even less time to throw as far as seconds go, any defensive back there is going to be able to do it. And as he mentioned, Deron Bland, he's a better cover corner than Diggs is in all actuality. Like, I get the stats, Chris. I mean, sometimes numbers can lie, but with the risk that my man Diggs takes sometimes, it sets his team's back. Yeah, so, you know, it's either fast, or what is it called?
Feast or famine
with him. Exactly.
I think he's been better. It's early, but I feel like he's played a little more cautiously with Gilmore. But, yeah, I mean, historically, that's what he's been for sure.
All right, Kevin, in Culver City, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kev?
What's up, fellas? Hey, I just want to say, first of all, Rob, that's a great story about you and Rupert Murdoch. you know, everything's so political about, you know, this side or that side. And, you know, as a black guy coming up, you know, I was always wanted to be in the business and have, wanted somebody to give me a shot. So to hear that story is so inspiring. We all, as black men, we always say we need somebody. We're looking for somebody sometimes to get that, just get that one shot because we got a voice like everybody else.
No.
And for you to come where you've been when you guys with this show and MLB Bro, it's just great to see where it all got started.
And let me say this to you, Kev. Because the point that you're making is so right. The other part is whoever in his office decides to send that check, right, they're sending it to Jamaica, Queens. And Chris knows this. Jamaica, Queens is a black neighborhood, black area in Queens. There's no doubt where that money is going.
I may have never seen a white person in Jamaica.
You know what? Yeah, no. There are cops there.
There's a few.
No, I'm just saying.
Right.
But you get my point, Kev. You know what I mean? Like certain areas in New York. That Jamaica is a black area. So sending the money there is something else, no doubt. Go ahead, Kev. Was that it? Also, it was just about the story. Thank you, Kev. We appreciate that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm innocent, I told you.
It's time for Baseball Justice on The Odd Couple.
You're going to get your feelings hurt,
man.
With former MLB slugger David Justice.
Here's Justice. Deep to right center.
Court is now in session.
All right, Dave, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
We're doing great today.
We're great. Always good to have you on, man. Let's get started. Rob and I were talking about this yesterday. So, Padres ace Blake Snell, he's had a great year. And it's kind of been, it's two-sided, I guess, because on one hand, he leads the majors with a 2.33 ERA. And he's got a 181 opponent's batting average, which is terrific. He's also had 227 strikeouts across 76 innings. And then on the other hand, he leads the league in walks with 97. And earlier this week, Dave, you probably heard, he pulled himself after seven innings when he had a no-hitter going. Do you think with Snell, the good will outweigh the bad enough for him to win the NL Cy Young Award?
Well, I tell you what, I think he deserves it for sure. I mean, the season, first of all, let's look at the stuff that he had. Blake Snell was running that fastball up there around 95, 96, okay, with a great curveball, changeup, and slider. There's a lot of talk about him, the base on balls. He's effectively wild, fellas. He's one of those type of guys that gets ahead early, and then he tries to get you to chase pitches out of the strike zone, which, in my opinion, is great pitching. Mm. And he also looks at situations. You know, there are times in which you don't want to pitch the guy, that you want to put him on first. Because when you look at his stats with men on base, fellas, he leaves them stranded on base 86% of the time.
Wow.
That tells you he's very comfortable pitching with men on base. He's unbelievable men in scoring position. They're only hitting at a 159 clip. I think the thing with Blake Snell, guys, is he's a dominant pitcher. He's on a team. I wish he was on a better team. I think you'd really, really see his talent. But the guy definitely deserves to win the Cy Young. Don't put too much into the amount of walks that he gives up because he doesn't get hurt by it. He doesn't get hurt by it.
That's a great point.
He's always able to pitch out of every circumstance.
I like that. Effectively wild. Yeah, I love that. All right, Dave, how about this? So neither the Angels or the Tigers have made the postseason since 2014, and it's not like they've been completely devoid of talent. Shohei Ohtani, Miguel Cabrera, Mike Trout, the list goes on. But do these teams just have a culture of losing? And more importantly, how should they go about fixing it? Is this about a total rebuild, or they need to go out and sign some people?
Well, the first thing, fellas, we always say this. What you want to look at is how are we scouting and how are we drafting? There's a draft every year. The pool is vast. There's players everywhere.
Right.
Who are you deciding when that time comes to draft? And once you draft these young kids, do you have the proper coaching in the minor leagues to develop this talent, to get them to the major league level ready to perform? That's the one thing that every organization, and this is really across all sports, every organization, that's where you have to look first, is who do you have making these decisions and determining which ball players that we're going to draft, and then who do we have training them? I think the Atlanta Braves are a perfect example of how you do it the right way. I mean, all the way back to the mid-'80s, look at all the great players that have been drafted by the Atlanta Braves that have come through the minor leagues, that have come to the big leagues, and that's why they've been so successful. These two organizations, that would be the first place I look. You were naming some individual players, but we know baseball is a sport where if you only have one bad boy, one,
right?
You need way more. Look at Barry Bonds, the greatest player of my time, didn't get a World Series. You got to build a team. You're not going to be able to win a World Series just having one great player. So you're not going to do it with just with Ohtani or just with Cabrera, even though I think Cabrera got one, I know, with the Marlins.
Right.
But you're not going to build it with just one player. You got to build a nucleus of young guys coming through the minor leagues and try to get your core group of guys, have a great manager that knows how to lead, and get them ready to play every single day. And you got to have an organizational philosophy, like with the Yankees. Back within the Steinbrenner days, he set the bar high. 162 games, we expect you to win 162. That was the mindset. Yeah. That was the mindset. So it all starts with the mindset at the very top, and then it trickles down, all the way down. That's how you build it.
All right, David, speaking of winning, there's six active teams in Major League Baseball that have never won a World Series. Of those six, there's only one that's already clinched a playoff berth, that of course being Tampa Bay. And three more, the Rangers, Brewers, and Mariners, who even have a shot to make the postseason. Which of those four teams, Rays, Rangers, Brewers, Mariners, has the best chance to win their first World Series?
Well, I'd say Brewers no chance because it's just too much firepower in that National League.
You know what? They got the best closer, though.
Brewers, yeah. No chance. They are not going to get by Atlanta or the Dodgers. So let's go to the American League. I like Tampa Bay. I think you're going to have to score runs, fellas, in these playoffs. And Tampa Bay and Texas, they've scored more runs than Seattle this year. Now, I know Seattle has shown signs in September that they are a pretty good team. I think it's going to come down. It could come down to, you know, Texas and Seattle got to see each other here down the stretch. All right, and I always say the team that's playing the best, the hottest team going into the playoffs, is I always like that team. Seattle and Texas, to me, whoever comes out of that, if they got some good momentum, they got a chance. But I like Tampa Bay, fellas. I just think Tampa Bay, in my opinion, they're battle-tested, playing in a tough division. A lot of focus has been on them all year since that great start, and they've been pretty much able to weather the storm and find ourselves in a good position right now. I like Tampa Bay.
All right, last one. Last week, Adam Wainwright became just the 122nd pitcher in baseball history to win 200 games. Doesn't happen every day. And now he's just nine back from Clayton Kershaw, who has 209, who many believe is the best pitcher of this generation. We all agree Kershaw is going to be a future Hall of Famer. So why isn't Waino viewed in the same light? I don't think he should be viewed in the same light, but I'm just
curious. It's not even fair. I got to apologize to Wainwright for you guys even bringing him up in this discussion with Kershaw.
Because I can't believe Rob even did that.
Fellas, there's no comparison. Look at what Kershaw has done in his career, fellas. Five-time ERA leader.
Right.
Three-time National League strikeout leader. Three-time Cy Young. He was the MVP of the National League in 2014, fellas. 2,934 strikeouts, lifetime ERA under three, which is rare.
Under three. That's minuscule. Three. Yes, that's
and
minuscule.
And you're going to mess around and put Wainwright in there? I mean, I give Wainwright credit. Wainwright's a nice pitcher, three-time All-Star. He led the National League in wins twice. He's got a World Series. But I mean, our guy Kershaw has won the Triple Crown as well, fellas. You can't compare the two. I know the wins are where they are, but Kershaw has pitched in the biggest games throughout his whole career. We seem to always see him in the playoffs, always see him on SportsCenter doing something magical. There's no comparison between the two of them. I know Wainwright is close in wins, but if you look at the overall career, Kershaw is the man. Wainwright, though, has been solid. I don't want to sound like I'm talking bad about Wainwright, but it's an injustice. to try to compare Wainwright to Kershaw.
No doubt.
Dave, we got a couple minutes left. I quickly wanted to ask you, because again, Rob and I discussed this. What are your thoughts on Snell pulling himself after seven innings when he had
and
that
it was
no
only
hitter going?
And it was only 100 pitches. It wasn't like he
pitched 104 pitches.
104,
yeah.
Dave. It wasn't 140. Just 104.
I'm with you. That is perplexing to me, especially with the type of season that he's had, as well as the type of stuff that he possesses. Why you would pull yourself in the seventh inning makes no sense, especially when you got a chance to pitch a no hitter.
Why wouldn't you start eighth?
I can't answer that one. I'd have to, if he was my boy, I'd have to ask him, what were you thinking? Because you're at the at the doorstep of history with your stuff. How could you not continue?
Well, let me ask you this, Dave.
Sure, somebody had to ask him.
You played 14 years in the big leagues, and I've been covering baseball since 1986, Major League Baseball, and I haven't seen that many no hitters. I know I saw David Wells' perfect game with the Yankees, and maybe one other no hitter. How many were you in 14 years, or did you see? Yeah,
Kent Merker. I was with one with Kent Merker, but okay. It was a group of them. It was Kent Merker, Alejandro Pena. I'm missing one other person. It was against the Dodgers. We had one there. I've never been in one where the pitcher went the whole
That's
way.
That's what I'm saying. It's a rare thing, Chris. It doesn't happen every day.
Right.
Oh,
and,
no.
And here is Snell right there at the cusp of potentially doing it. And this dude has got nasty stuff, fellas. I mean, they swing and miss a lot at Snell. So I can only think that maybe either he was so fatigued or he may have felt a twinge somewhere in the shoulder, the elbow, and he didn't want to say nothing. I don't know. But it doesn't make sense. And I don't want to say he didn't want to try to do it, because every pitcher wants to try to throw a no-hitter, especially when they're in position to do it.
So, all right.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's our man, David Justice, the World Series champion. Great stuff as always, brother. Hey, thank you.
No doubt, Dave. We appreciate you.
All right,
you.
Fellas. Have a good one.
All right, man. Rob, big game tonight. The New York Giants against the San Francisco 49ers in the Bay Area. It'll be kicking off shortly. We'll talk about that next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game.
In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
This is 70s television at its best.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy can bring out a whole new you, and BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. You can get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/iCouple. What is this, Rob? I've heard it, but
The Streets of San Francisco.
Yes, that was a good show.
Michael Douglas, and who was the other guy, the older guy? Malden. Carl Malden.
Yes,
Chris.
Yes. That was a good show.
That was a good show, Streets of San Francisco. Those shows were rough back then, you know?
Yeah, it was a little scary for a little kid, but I used to like it. All right, it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
I did tonight put down some more shekels. I've been feeling good. Not a good night last night, 1-for-2, but it didn't stop me, Chris. I feel really good about my picks tonight. So I put some shekels down, my best bet. I'm taking the 49ers -10.5. I think they can win by 11 or 12 or 13, somewhere around there. No Saquon. That game is in the Bay. I don't like the Giants at all. I'm going to take the 49ers. I got the Orioles and Guardians in Cleveland over 8 runs as the total, over 8 runs. And then I have the Cubs -1.5. They're on the cusp of trying to make the playoffs, Chris. -1.5. They're hosting the Pittsburgh Pirates in Chicago. So 49ers -10.5. The over 8 runs total for the Orioles and Guardians, and the Cubs -1.5 runs on the run line. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob, you mentioned tonight's game between the Niners, undefeated Niners 2-0, and the 1-1 New York Giants. As you said, it's in San Francisco. And I'm with you. I think the Niners win. The Giants stayed in Arizona for a little while, Rob. They had just played the Cardinals.
I got it. You know, they didn't want to come all the way back east. And then it's a long flight. It wears on you. You know, I'm flying all the time. It takes a toll.
Yeah. And it's a short week to begin with.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Why come back? Because you're coming back Thursday. Right.
Absolutely. And you mentioned there without Saquon Barkley, left tackle Andrew Thomas is out with a hamstring. Their left guard, Bryn Bredesen, with a concussion.
My goodness.
And defensive end, Azeez Ojulari.
Gesundheit.
I know. I hope I said it right. He's out with a hamstring. So they're at a serious disadvantage in addition to just being not as good as a team, in my opinion. Here's what I want to see, right? Because I firmly expect the Niners to win, and I'm not going to blame the Giants or Daniel Dimes, Daniel Jones for that. But I do want to see decent play out of Daniel Jones. Like, I don't want to see a stinker like he had in the opener, 2 interceptions, about 100 yards passing, barely, I think, 50%, over 50% of his passes completed. I want to see a decent game. I can't say a great game because if he plays a great game, maybe they'd win.
Right, I know what you're saying. You're not expecting, but a game – where you look and say, okay, made some throws or whatever. Yep. They didn't have enough. They can't beat the 49ers there. At one stretch, though, they remember they had that bad stretch. The 49ers couldn't win at home, Chris. But I expect them to win by two touchdowns. But I agree with you. Daniel Jones, that flurry against the bad Cardinals, that didn't impress me. It happened, they won.
It was good.
But I'm just saying, I need to see more.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make – I mean, we tease Greg Jones – or Greg Jennings, as we should, for saying Daniel Dimes is not only a top 10 quarterback, Rob, but a top 8 quarterback. But in all seriousness, he was great in that second half. But that's not enough for me from what we've seen for him from the last 5 years to say he's a great quarterback.
My problem was how awful was the first half and that they started the season – 60-0 in a hole like that.
Yeah,
those are real numbers.
Yeah, and he's coming off that great half, as you said, not a full game, but a half, and it was against a team that many think or thought certainly was the worst team in football. And so, Rob, if he comes, he laid a stinker against Dallas. If he comes out here against another good defense and is horrific, it kind of takes away a little bit how much you can trust, you know, how much you really put stock into what happened last week, right? Like, it's like, it was great, but it's like, that's the worst team in the league. Every time you face a good team, Rob, he's 0-5 in his last five games against Dallas or San Francisco. And it's like 2 touchdowns, 5 picks. I mean, it's ugly. And it's like when we play the good teams, we've talked about it, Rob. His 300-yard games last year, he had 3 of them. 2 against Minnesota, 1 against Detroit. The 2 of the worst defensive, pass defensive teams in the league. So if the Giants are going to get where they want to get to, which is the playoffs, and do a little something there, I don't think they're getting there. But they got to be able to – he's got to play better against these top teams.
Right. You have to do that. You just can't – I mean, in this league, you're never going to do anything if you're just beating up on the also-ran.
Right.
You got to win the game. If the Giants win this game on the road, Chris, against San Francisco, after starting with a 40-point-nothing loss –
that'd be huge.
That'd be a huge win. And no Saquon? Are you kidding?
Right. No, it'd be big and – you know, it'd be excitement in New York, but I look, anything can happen. There, every week, or maybe not every week, but we're going to see teams, Rob, that get beat on any given Sunday by a lesser team, right? So, you know, we're going to see upsets. Last year, Indianapolis beat Kansas City. It happens. So nothing's completely out of the question. But I think San Francisco will take care of business. Brock Purdy, Rob, still undefeated in games that he finishes. That includes 2 playoff games. He's 9-0 in total, regular season and playoffs. And he wasn't great last week. Wasn't bad. Doesn't really make a lot of mistakes.
Yeah,
but no, he wasn't great. No. He wasn't great. He missed some throws. But I expect him to put on a nice performance tonight. But we will see. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got 2 hours left right here on Fox Sports Radio. Y'all know what to do. Keep that bad boy locked because it's all the way live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Oh.
open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!